I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Jake, good to see you.
Liam, very good to see you. Very good to see you indeed. Sorry I was a bit late. I was having a guess for breakfast.
Guess your breakfast. I reckon, the thing is though, with you, there's no mid-ground. You're either having leftover pizza or you're having bone broth. It depends if you're on a health kick or having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I think
there is no middle ground, is there? Maybe I need to think about that.
I think was it leftover Domino's?
No, it was three fried eggs and half a tin of beans.
Oh, very nice.
Very much. No. Just trying to. I'm trying to get rid of my fupa, my fat upper pussy area.
I've not heard of that.
Yeah. Well, you might not have heard of it. You'll certainly see it when you're next round.
Your fat upper
pussy
area.
So that little pouch.
What sort of like on your pelvis?
Yeah, that sort of like pouch above my pubic sort of area. That is growing now, and I'm just trying to.
But it doesn't hang, does it? It's just sort of like. Does it just protrude?
I'll be honest with you, mate. No one said it did hang.
Well, that's just what came to mind when you said that. Yeah. Like, in my head, it was
it's
like
interesting.
It was like an overhang.
I never in all of this the discussion we've never talked about it hanging. But no, it's.
It was never a reflection
that's
of you.
Right. No, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Thinking of a generic.
Totally. It sort of protrudes. Doesn't hang yet. Do you know what? If I a tight pair of trousers, it might hang over a little bit over the waistband.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just trying to work on that, and I think just trimming out extra carbs where I can. That breakfast normally would have been two slices of toast, some eggs, and some beans. Today, just lose the toast. You don't need it. Honestly, a lot of the time you feel you don't need it. You do not need it.
I'll tell you what I got just before, which I actually bought myself just before Christmas, was the Dishoom cookbook.
Did you?
Not an ad.
Not an ad, but if you were interested in advertising.
But if anyone, and this isn't just Dishoom, this is anyone.
So have you used the Dishoom cookbook?
Yeah, a couple of breakfast bits.
Really?
It's mainly just like your usual omelette, but... Put some chili in there.
Wow. Yeah. Basically, it's that little bit of garam masala. Yeah.
A little bit of garam masala. Yeah. Which is nice, and it's revolutionised.
I know you like chips. Do you like masala chips? Wow. Yeah. Fair enough. I'll do that. Yeah.
I know you like your beans. Have you tried on masala beans?
I could write the Dishoom cookbook in a fucking second. It'd be so easy. You like cottage pie? Have you tried masala cottage pie? Yeah, I'll do that. For this, you will need...
Sell yourself a tenner,
You will need garlic, ginger, garam masala. Sorted. Sorted.
So, start as you normally do, your onion and garlic. Then, a little bit. Then, a teaspoon of garam masala. Then just make the rest of a meal as you want.
Oh, man. I went on a... I was quite embarrassed, actually. I went on a podcast... Where I was, they asked like to go through your phone on the podcast, and he went on my Uber Eats, and he was like, we didn't even have a laugh about it. He just sort of looked at me, and said 23rd of December, 21st, 20th, 18th of December twice, 16th, 14th of December, not out of December yet, we're mid December going backwards, 12th of December. 11th, so on and so forth. And I was like, this isn't fun for anyone, is it? I'm being humiliated.
And also, you use all the apps as well, don't you? So that's just
I mainly am on Uber Eats because they've got the dirtiest stuff on there. I think Deliveroo's actually a little bit too prim and proper for me. Deliveroo's got too
did you
nice
ever use
stuff.
That, did you ever use that voucher I got you?
I did. I had a lovely curry, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed, yeah.
So me, yeah, you're welcome.
Very much enjoyed it.
I think my present really got
I've got your present.
Post.
I've got your present here. Yeah.
Really?
I've got your present. Really? I've got your present. Well, I was meant to see you over Christmas, but we couldn't work out. So I had packed it in my bag.
Oh, yeah. Bless you. Well, save it for next Christmas.
Shall I give it to you now? So give it to you now on the pod?
Save it for in person. Okay. Why don't we do it as the
But I want you to know that my confidence and my confidence to be able to give you it on the pod proves that I do have it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm calling you bluff.
That's true.
But by the way, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, we're having a little break. We're having a little break from doing in-person episodes, just so that Liam can have a nice time in Thailand, so that we can all have a little break from the pod. But more importantly, we're going to try and revamp the pod. We're going to be doing some exciting stuff with the visuals. We're going to be getting some more exciting guests, and we're also going to be releasing extra content, both on publicly for free and on Patreon as well. So we'll be back with a bang with loads of new stuff. And if you want to see even more of that new stuff, follow us on Patreon if and when you can. But Connor is with us on today's episode because we can't work out how to put the producer somewhere else on this call, on this software. So as a result, he's here. And I can't turn him off.
And will we learn?
No, we won't.
I think I might want to take this opportunity actually to ask, Connor, what's it been like producing the podcast for the last year? What's it like from your side of things?
It's been so much fun from the get-go, getting to meet you, that little boy that we met that day.
That little boy who's
grown into a man.
Well, that's all the bread. That's all the bread you've seen. Yeah.
Now look at him a year later, talking for 8 minutes about bread.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah, do you reckon we're better? Are we better podcasters now compared to start of 2025? Do you reckon?
Podcasting isn't a skill. You just got to just have the just back yourself to keep talking. Just keep talking. Something else.
It's got to be arrogant. Something.
Yeah.
Do you feel a difference in your how you feel about podcasting now, Jake? Now compared to the start.
I definitely was I was more nervous, and I think I was trying to put on a bit of a performance where and listening to some of that back, I think that's not great. I think if you not that I'm going to listen to this episode back and be like, wow, I just love what you're doing there, but I think if you I think just becoming a little bit at ease and feeling like you can be yourself when the microphone's there, rather than thinking, right, there's a microphone there, I've got to perform. I think we were very giddy as well.
Yeah.
We were very giddy.
I think the other telltale sign of that, for the first, I don't know, certainly the first 10 eps, maybe a bit longer, the records went on for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because it was just giddy and we were jumping off everything and like...
I like that.
Just everything was something to like talk about. I mean, it just went on for 2 hours and then the Connor and Sam happened to cut it down to like try and get back. Like halve it basically.
Yeah.
Whereas I think now we sort of go, not much. How much comes out now on average, do you reckon, Connor?
10 minutes.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah, it depends how long we record for. Sometimes,
yeah,
I'll say when there's more alcohol flowing, it's a little bit longer.
What's been the booziest ep, do you reckon?
I think.
Spotify.
Well, there was the episode with Freya Mallard where it was your birthday. Around March.
That was the one in
March last year, and we did the shots. And I actually remember thinking, right, hey, this isn't fair or fun for him at this point. I'm just going to take a hit and just have one of these.
But I felt like it only got like that at the end, though. It was all right, and it was a birthday ep anyway. I didn't go into the ep thinking, God, I've had a few.
Yeah. I think there's one which we'll never release, as much as I would love to release it, to be honest with you, which is the pilot episode. The pilot episode was with Rob Colfer, and anything that could have gone wrong went wrong. So, first of all, Liam and I had been to a party the night before, and we'd overdone it a little bit there. There was an ice... There was what's the thing where you put a shot through the ice? Do you know, Connor, what's that called? The ice luge? A luge?
Luge.
There were people sort of from some sort of spirits brand putting the spirits through the luge, and people were queuing up to sort of bend down on their knees and have a free shot. And Liam was just sort of like at Disneyland, just queuing, getting to the front, having a go, and like it was a water slide. Like, bloody hell, that's good. Go again. Runs back to the back of the queue, queuing up. I'm looking at
you. I've never seen anything like it before. I've never seen
him use his hand
before
to beckon me, like, come on, mate, come on, go with me. And he's going up to people as if it was like a photos at a wedding. Like, should we get one together? Get one with the old gang. Should we get one with the Biden group? Have we done one together yet? No, I did one with your sister. It was very good. That being said,
do you know what I remember about you from that night though? On the flip side, that was my thing. I was a bit giddy about this ice sculpture. I'd never seen anything like it. It was like free shots. I mean, it was probably like the first free bar I'd ever seen. And but on the other side of it, there was like people walking around with little nibbles, like canapes, and you'd be trying to have a chat with Jake, and honestly, his head was like looking over your shoulder all the time, just looking for the next canapé.
Terrible.
Literally, like sort of beckoning him. I'll have one. Oh, yeah, what's that? Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah. Literally, honestly,
I
so much food. You could, like, you had like a meal.
Oh, maybe two courses. I don't know if you noticed this, but I was throughout the whole evening. When we were chatting, I was trying to take little small steps to organically position us closer to where the canapes were coming out. So I'd be talking to you and then I'd think, right, let me try and really gesticulate here and get quite overexcited about what we're talking about so that I can take a couple of steps to the right, have a little swivel. What I've done there is get two foot closer to where the canapes are coming out, and I've moved the eye line so I've got her there. Because I was thinking, like, he doesn't give a shit. His head's not in the game with the canapes at all. He's not even making eye contact. I'm doing all the heavy lifting here. It's not a great quality, but I can't help it. I do it at weddings as well. Yeah. So that was that. So we that was the night before, and then we got back quite late.
Yeah.
Got to the pub that we had very kindly been given.
Well, before we got to the pub, I was sick at yours that morning. God. Do you remember? I think it was the first time I'd ever stayed at yours, and we were like chatting in your kitchen, like getting ready to go. Like, I think I had like my coat and my rucksack on, and we were like, right, should we do it? And I was like, just before we go, sick in your toilet.
I know, and I was thinking to myself, like, what have we done? Because, like, we do really care about this. In the run up to you coming down for the first time, for the podcast, we had done 10 Zoom practices, just me and you, just answering quiz questions together, and then that in the morning, and then if you ever see clips on the podcast of Liam clinging to a 2-liter bottle of Evian, like it's a newborn child, cradling it in his arms, checking if it needs feeding. It is because something like that has happened, basically. And it'll be about 6 months after where he'll admit that it got a bit much. But but initially he'll say, I was all right.
I stand by the fact that that Bella Hull one, I know the one you're referencing when I had the big 2-litre bottle of Evian, I wasn't feeling that bad. I really wasn't feeling that bad.
You got 2 litres of Evian, though, didn't you? Didn't your dad watch that episode and say, bloody hell, you were right there?
Yeah, he rang me and he was like, oh, you looked rough on that one. You had a heavy one the night before.
I remember at one point in that, they were chatting and then you just really slowly reached behind you. Like, we couldn't see you doing it, and then just really slowly took me forward. I was like, this guy's not okay.
So this pilot bloody episode, he's being sick in the morning, and I'm thinking, God, I've never met Rob Colfer before, and I'm thinking he's going to be turning up, and we haven't even set the room up yet, and we've bought all this podcast equipment, we don't know how to use it. And so we get to this pub, and we turn up, and there is just the most almighty hum. And it is this fridge that is just like, the fridge must have been from 1962. It was like a big old fridge that was just, they couldn't turn it off. They were like, there's no way of turning it off. Probably because all the drinks would probably go off. They'd go warm. They wouldn't turn it off. And we also had sirens going. And it was probably noisier than anywhere we could have possibly been.
It was like it was Shoreditch, wasn't it? On a like really busy high road in Shoreditch, and I think it was single glazed windows on a Saturday afternoon in Shoreditch, and it just
it's really loud.
Oh, God, it was bad.
Liam's lying down on a booth, just trying to sort of like come back to life a little bit, and then we realise Rob's not here, and he hasn't been here for he's about 5 minutes late, and he's 10 minutes late. And I sort of think, well, I don't have his number because I just sort of got him to agree to this on Instagram. So I Instagram called him and he said, hello. I was like, you're right. He's like, yeah, I just, wait, what's the matter? So hello. I was like, yeah, are you coming to the record? He said, yeah, next week I'll be there. I said, would you, next week? He said, yeah, next week. I've got it in the diary for next week. And I looked and I'd got the wrong date. Mm. I'd got the wrong bloody date.
It didn't admit that.
I've just realised I've admitted it now, but I didn't admit it on the day. I said there's been a mix up. Yeah.
We all know. Yeah. We all know.
I said, oh, there's been some sort of mix up. Yeah. There's been some sort of mix up.
Let's not go into it.
Honestly, I don't know what's happened. Anything could happen.
We haven't got time to have a bloody inquest, right? That's just.
You've got to bear in mind, we know you.
Yeah.
And then Rob turned up, very professional, and apologising for being late on your mistake. And that's when I think we all knew.
Rob still turned up. Credit to him. He got there within the next sort of like half hour, 45 minutes.
He really made that happen.
And then he turned up. I'd not met Rob before. I don't think any of us had met Rob before. But as we said, Jake had asked him on. He came in. I think I was feeling a bit better by this point. Maybe had a pint. And Rob arrived and he was like, oh, Jake, good to see you. Said hi to Sam and Connor. And then turned to me and was like, what are you doing here? Jake had failed to mention that like it was sort of a podcast we were sort of co-hosting.
Oh,
and he just thought, he was like, oh, I've seen your videos. What are you doing here? He just thought I was just having a drink at the bar.
Yeah, he did. He thought you would just maybe pass by or something. I was just in the area. I just thought I'd come and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was just there by chance, yeah.
And then I came away from that episode actually thinking, that was really fun. That was really great.
Oh, we were giddy, weren't we? We were like, I'll tell you what, put it out now. Don't even edit it.
And Connor, what was your thoughts?
Well, I was the same as Liam. I was hanging out my arse that day. I was also laying down.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, what a bit from a separate thing. It's deeply unprofessional. Deeply, deeply unprofessional.
It was start as you mean to go on, though.
But there is one beautiful clip that I would still like to salvage from that, which was our first ever quiz sent in by Barney Fritz. And to this day, Barney's not seen this clip. No one's seen this clip. I wonder if we can salvage it and put it somewhere.
Did I just slip it into this?
Did you slip it into this?
Yeah,
let's slip it into this.
We've clarified that it sounds like
shit. There you go. Right. So please excuse us. The quality might not sound great, but this was when this is probably the first moment where we were like, oh, do you know what? This podcast is worth doing. Have a listen to this.
So today's quiz has been sent in by Barney Fritz.
Okay.
Lovely German fella. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I assume he's German. Yeah. Yeah.
Fritz.
Barney Fritz. Oh, so today's quiz
has
been
sent in. It's like a juxtaposition, isn't it? Barney and Fritz.
Yeah. It is.
That's great.
It's been sent in by Barney Fritz.
Mixed heritage, maybe.
German dinosaur.
The big purple German dinosaur.
So today's quiz has been sent in by a big purple German dinosaur, Barney Fritz.
How offensive it is to Fritz.
I don't know who we're offending more with this.
Fritz is a real guy.
Barney Fritz has gone out of his way. He's like, right, I've already done this quiz. I'm now going to type it out in the format they've asked me to do it in, send it in for no money, and be called a big purple German dinosaur.
He's gone out of his way to
He's really tried. Yeah. He's really tried. He's honestly, he's written it in the format we've asked for so that we don't see the answers. He's typed it all out. And he's just now known as a big, massive, and I've added massive, a big, massive purple German dinosaur. Right. So Barney Fritz on Insta. Nice little detail. Profile picture of it. purple dinosaur having a stein of beer. Right. Barney Fritz on Insta has sent us in his quiz. I've got a note here saying, oh, look, we can't do your picture around, Barney, if you're listening, because it's a podcast that is being filmed. But we can do your quiz, and we're looking to see if we can beat...
Should we guess the answers to the picture?
Your high score, yeah. Let's guess the answers.
Thomas Muller.
Cologne Cathedral.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Stegosaurus.
Jurassic Park 3 with German subtitles.
Jürgen Klopp.
Right.
Oh, right. Thank you so much, Barney.
Thanks, yeah. Barney.
Fantastic.
Assume you've listened to it now.
When I said I've listened to this, we sort of sat there and like gave the space.
Yeah, I know.
Like, wait for 4.5 minutes.
Basically, I was playing chicken then because I was like, one of these two is going to pretend to have listened to it.
Yeah, that would have been good if we'd done that and then just come in. Good times.
But fair play for Colfer for coming back for an actual episode as well. That's something I'm glad we have got away from, is like the only pub that would have us was a pub that is now sadly shut down, which is why we are dotting around some other different pubs. We used to be in this top room of a pub in Deptford, which had no light or heating. Two things which would really come in handy in January when we started this. And it was basically, other than the lights we had that we bought ourselves, it was pitch black in there and free. Like there's a heater.
Them early apps, I'm thinking of like the Sophie Shadet. Imogen, Imogen Andrews sat there wrapped in her coat.
Oh no.
It was so cold in there. That's not what you want to see, is it? A guest literally using their coat as a duvet.
Yeah.
But you know what? And I'm thinking, when I think of like the social clips of like the Sophie Shad episode and Rajiv Kharia, like it was dark. It was a really dark room.
It was so bleak.
And we all sat around the biggest table. Like we had like so much room around us. Yeah, yeah. Pool table with a wooden block on it. Oh, it was really morbid. And then, but in the summer it was nice because obviously we had longer. That's the thing, we had to factor the records that like, right, it's going to be dark at 4, so we better start at 10, blitz them in because we run out of light. But in the summer it was nice. But you know what, I miss that room.
Yeah, we did have the
I'd love to go back there.
I loved it there.
We did have the run of the place, which was quite nice.
Yeah, we did. We really did. There was never anyone who would sort of like, we never got noisy, never anyone coming up. There was a darts board downstairs. It was nice between guests if you just had a bit of time. A bit of downtime for a few darts.
People wash their hands about 4 times in 8 months.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we only heard the hand dryer go on 4 times. There was a nice little beer garden for them summer records. I really miss it. And you know what? There was never an argument in that room.
Oh, it was that pub where I heard you two kiss while I was having a piss.
It's the opposite, though. Yeah. So much love in that room. Yeah.
Wait, you heard the kiss. You didn't see the kiss.
I heard the kiss.
That's not nice,
a wet one. It's a wet one.
They always are with you, Liam.
It's never me who instigates.
Yeah, but you provide that. I tell you what, you do make them wet. I don't know what it is, but I think the fact that he's able to hear them, the sound quality is coming from your direction, I do think. Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I tell you what, though, we did have a... do you remember that time we had, like, a full English breakfast in there? And it was, like, hammering... I don't remember... We were waiting for a guest. We had a full English, and it was hammering down with rain outside. Yeah. There was, like, no one else in there, and we sat downstairs. That was shit. That was bad food.
I still don't think I've eaten at a podcast, so I couldn't have been there for that one.
I don't think I've ever seen you eat, Connor.
Yeah, how is that?
You're like Tommy Shelby.
I don't think I have seen you eat. How is that possible?
I'm normally like half cut by the time we've got time to eat, and then I don't want to eat.
Oh. Yeah.
Is this painting us and the podcast in a good light? Just so, sort of like this sort of this bleak existence in a pub that's too dark, just constantly drinking, not eating, celebrating that we haven't had an argument in one room in London, because in every other room in London we have had one. I mean, it's not a brilliant projection of what we want to be seen as.
I remember one guest we had who came along with their boyfriend, and boyfriend was there. And then afterwards, I was saying to Connor, I was like, oh, it's a shame it came with a boyfriend, because they might have been up for socialising a bit more after, and that, like, I bet the boyfriend, it was his idea to come along. And Connor went, to be fair, why would she want to come to London to meet two random guys to do a podcast in a random pub? She probably asked him to come along out of, like, sort of safety. I was like, yeah, you bang on.
Like, some company
is
going
to be more... Yeah, just like, I'm not sure about this.
I can't believe we've managed to get, like, Maisie Adam to that pub in Deptford.
I know, actually.
And that was brilliant. I mean, she made the most of it, because she had to do some filming for the England team.
It's the women's
Euros. The England team. Yeah. And so when we arrived, she was already there doing, so like, being like, oh, well, I'm going to be at this pub. I'll do some filming there. What a class act. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
Nick Helm. We got Nick to that Helm? Pub. It was almost like, it's almost quite impressive, isn't it, to get these sort of really big names to this, like, really tatty pub in the middle
Vittorio
of nowhere.
Vittorio Angeloni ordered some Morley's chicken wings to the pub. It's lovely. It's always interesting. Yeah. When the guest wants to eat on the podcast, Eloise Eftos had an actual steak dinner on one of the podcast records.
That was wild. I couldn't believe that.
That was absolutely incredible.
But I remember when the waitress brought in the steak, and I was like, you've got the wrong room. Sorry, we're recording a podcast here. No, Eloise Eftos had ordered a steak. Also, didn't she get you to pay
for it? Well, yes, by the by. you know, you were talking about me and the canapes. I then, for the rest of that episode, just had, I had one eye just on that steak, just waiting to be offered a little bit. I felt like a dog at the dinner table, just begging for a little bit of meat. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Could not stop thinking about it.
You had a bit.
But you know. It did distract, actually. We've done a fair bit of foodie stuff as well. Susie Backos brought on that hot sauce. That was quite nice.
Yeah. Did you finish yours?
I did, actually. Yeah.
I never get to the end of a hot sauce.
You're joking.
I enjoy it, but it's just like, I've never like been pouring out the dregs of a hot sauce.
Wow.
It's because you open it and then it says, like, oh, use it within 8 weeks. And I just...
That's fine. Ignore that. Ignore that. It's almost always vinegar-based, so it's always going to...
Is it all right?
So fine. Anything that's sold in the supermarket on the shelf, basically, is fine for ages. If it's sold in the fridge, it's not fine for ages. Just that's a little rule of thumb for you. You can have that. If it's sold...
All right, cheers, mate.
And Connor, you can have that as well if you want. Connor? He doesn't eat. Not so he's not interested.
But wasn't there one time where you went, because if I've always got a Connor, when we did a podcast record, Connor wouldn't eat, he'd just be drinking solidly for the record, and then you'd go home and you'd order like Taco Bell or something, or like a burrito, and then like you'd have something really bit, and then come in the next day, and then at one time you came in and you said, oh, I nearly choked on my burrito last night. Do you remember this?
I don't remember this.
I do have a vague memory of this, actually.
I've got a memory of you coming in on, like, this is a Saturday, the other day, that on the Friday you came in and went, God, I ordered a burrito last night. And then, I don't know if you'd eaten the burrito and then were sick, and then the burrito was sort of coming up, freshly eaten, but was sort of getting stuck in your throat, and you said you almost died in, like, you were just, like, silent over the toilet with your mouth open.
Oh, no.
Now that checks out.
No. That's not what the pub quiz pod is about, guys. It's meant to be a light, sunny exploration of trivia that goes off into fun, comical tangents. It's not burrito sick on your fucking front. Sort yourself out. You're 32 years old. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. You have a pint while we do the podcast. Great. But that's where it stops. You don't turn that into fucking Pink Doherty. Oh yeah, I did the pub quiz pod, so I fucking shot up some heroin. I thought, oh, we might as well. But it's a weekend, isn't it? We've got to make a thing of it. Got to do some fucking smack one-on-one on there as well.
This is,
what are we talking about?
You're
here?
Right, this is not what the podcast is, is it? This is not what it was ever intended
sort of
to be.
Like, yeah, and then we'd go into a really dark room and we'd lie on the floor and we'd fucking shoot needles into each other and be sick on each other. And that's, you know what, that's podcasting. But we've got really good at podcasting, haven't we? Because we started there and you realise that's podcasting.
Do you remember the guests who had to bring? Do you remember the guests who had to bring their partner with them?
She probably had to bring a partner with her because we were so fucking weird. What are we talking about? It's not what the pub quiz pod is.
Oh, this is not. No, this is no. We've had so. We have painted
good
out
Lord.
The bleakest
it's
experience.
It's a bright, sunny format. Okay.
Fucking hell.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man.
Jesus, it's meant to be.
Do you know what? Do you know whose influence it is?
With little tangents.
I'll tell you whose influence it is, Connor.
I've got gout in
exactly.
that episode, you
and we're wondering, and we're wondering where you've got gout in your own leg, and you're letting the gangrene rot the podcast as well. That's what's happening. You let the gangrene spread into the rest of the pod. Absolutely sick of it.
What can we say positive
I
about the pod?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Honestly, unbelievable. Have you learned? Have you actually learned?
Nice
have you actually learned anything from the podcast?
I think I have. I think I have a bit, but I couldn't tell you off
That's
the top of my
unbelievable.
Head.
Unbelievable!
I think if I went to a pub quiz now, there'd be, I reckon, on average, if I went to a pub quiz now, there'd be two or three questions that I would only know as a result of the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. And do you know what the
and
one
I think
is?
That's something.
What is the one question I think? And I don't have the quantitative data on this, so anyone in the comments can work that out and shout at me for it. What is the question that's come up the most?
This might be a bit of recency bias, but I remember on a few quizzes, the answer's been the Scotty dog, the Monopoly dog. Is that
absolutely,
what you were going to say?
Absolutely, that's come up a lot.
Do you remember who was the guest early on? Actually, I think it was Elliot Katz who early on there was a question about like which country is so and so for, or which, and it could have been anything. And Elliot went, if in doubt, always say Sweden. And we said Sweden, and it was Sweden.
Really?
Yeah, but I do actually sort of see that a bit as a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
You're never unsure if it's like, where's this person from, or what country has this sort of law or rule. I think Sweden.
Do you know what? That is the cleverest thing Elliot Katz has maybe ever said. I think that's brilliant.
He's maybe my...
Careful, boy.
I was going to say, maybe my favourite person who have met through the podcast.
I honestly thought you'd been like from nowhere. Do you know what? If I had to give my favourite person all time, Elliot Katz?
No, not all time.
Barack Obama.
This year
Barack
from
Obama,
the podcast.
Elliot Katz, my dad.
Males from the first 10 episodes of the podcast. But no, that's harsh. That's Matty's harsh, because then you're specifically going, Niall, it's not you.
Yeah.
Will Robbins, it's not you. It might be Will Robbins.
Elliot Katz, well, the thing with Elliot
like
is
Niall.
That he just, he will explore anything. Any question... He doesn't want to just write it off. He will talk to you for hours and hours and hours on end about it, and I quite love that about it.
Well, that's why we had him for the live app, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's great. Who's your favourite person you've met through the podcast, Jay?
Well...
Guest was?
I mean, Elliot as well on the live app was not well.
Yeah.
He had a dicky tummy.
Cancer. Oh, yeah. It's a pub quiz pod exclusive. I really hope he doesn't. That'd be fucking bad. Imagine him listening to this for a bit of sort of a little bit of comic relief from an illness he's not told anyone about.
Oh, I'll pop that on. They'll just be, oh, they mentioned me. All right. Oh, said I say some silly.
Just
said I say some silly things sometimes. Yeah. I'll let that go. Favorite person ever? Maybe not.
Take my mind off the appointment
then,
tomorrow.
Oh, they've done it. All right. Looking around to his girlfriend. Did you tell him?
Get out. Oh, dear. Go on, Jake. Favourite person?
I was going to say he had a dicky tummy, and he did.
He had a dicky tummy.
He did the whole episode. I think needing, not needing a shit, but like maybe being on the verge of like letting.
Oh, really?
Well,
did
I don't think he? I don't think he was too well. I don't think he was too well. And then, you know, we...
I know he went well, but I didn't know he would. I thought he had a cold.
No,
he had, like,
different sickie. And then to top it all off, Margarine, the drag queen quizmaster, comes out and sits on his lap for half an hour. He's got Yeah. I've already got quite a delicate stomach, and now I've got 80 kg sat on me. I mean, it's it's not brilliant. In front of everyone. I mean, I could imagine, like, if that was me, like, I could feel the beads of sweat starting to drip, being like, right, I don't know. Because we now know in retrospect how long she was going to be sat on his lap for. In his mind then, it's like, I don't know how long this will last. This could be forever.
Yeah. I don't even know how long the record is.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
In fact, the last thing you organised said to us before we went on was you're the last one of the day, so take as long as you
want. Yeah, what a lovely...
And also, she wasn't just sat on him. She was like slapping, you know, all the slapping the balloons and her legs and all that. Wasn't like a bit of movement, shaking Elliot.
Do
around.
Watch the live episode if you haven't seen it on YouTube. And also, if you listen to this on Spotify, the full episodes are on YouTube. I don't think maybe people know that the full episodes are on YouTube, and you can watch the whole thing.
Also, can people review us on Spotify?
Are you saying, is it possible, please, or can they please go and do that?
No, No. This is a direct plea to the listeners. I hate doing stuff like that. What? Asking people to.
That's all right.
I hope it's taken lightheartedly.
If you can review, that would be lovely. I'm just going through some of the comments.
Yeah. It's not.
That's an amazing comment.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what I see on other podcasts that I'd like, when there's a bit of a community in the comments on Spotify.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Do you ever see that?
I do, and I know that on a lot of other podcasts it happens organically, but we would actually like to specifically ask you, can you create a community, please?
Our most recent comment on the spot on Spotify is on the old Cockett.
I bet it's going to be a good one.
And it is, anyone else get a Spanish at Shopify?
Nice.
@?
Just going down to the Celia AB one 3 weeks ago. Lovely comment from Will. Recording is messed up, fellas.
That was the intro. We recorded an intro over Zoom. If you didn't listen to that app because you heard the start of it and were like, that audio's quality, it is skip forward by about 3 minutes and it will go to the app and it will be slightly better. We know it could still be better, but it was only the intro that's got really bad quality on that.
Lovely comment from Luke Batty on Henry Rowley's episode. Good name.
What did he say?
No, I was more just saying I like the name Batty. I loved how much drunker you all got throughout the episode, says Katz and Lydia.
Vittorio Angeloni, Andrew Fudge. That's another good name, actually. We've got a lot of listeners with good names, haven't we? He said, can't spend 2 minutes talking about the FPL league and not share the code in the description.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Basically, the comments are a lot of sort of like admin episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, on the food thing, Bethan has also commented on What Will He Cook's episode, saying, I quit at 12 minutes because of the chomping. Who was eating?
It was scampi fries.
Do you know what? Shall we just have a rule? No eating on the pod. We'll sort you out. I was sorting you out before, we'll sort you out after. It is a bit mental, isn't it, to be eating on the pod?
Yeah. Or if you know you're going to be out of the house for 3 hours over sort of, maybe just eat beforehand.
Yeah.
if you're a bit hungry and you're going, oh, I'm about to leave for 3 hours to go talking to a microphone.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't order a meal or some crunchy egg-based snacks.
Do you know what, though? That being said, this has given me a thought. I think that we will be releasing some more stuff on that we'll be recording online, but it will be in addition to the main eps, which will not just stay the same, but even more enhanced. We'll release this stuff on Patreon as well. Maybe we can go through some more of the comments. If you've got a question or a thought or something you'd like to discuss, leave some comments on the Spotify apps or on the YouTube apps, and we'll go through them. Don't do it on the old ones. We'll just look at the new ones, and we'll use the comments on.
Oh, you know what we should do? You know, Instagram stories, when you can do a thing, go submit a question.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. Have you?
I did. Took it down because I thought I felt embarrassed. But I don't mind doing it on the Pub Quiz Pod. You're basically listening to us learn how to run a podcast, basically.
Yeah. Quizmaster Kevin, he put, how does one submit a quiz? One of my regulars asked me to send one of my quizzes. Kevin, this is 2 months ago. If you're still listening, mate, email to liamandjakequiz@gmail.com. Email it to that. We set up that email before we had the name Pub Quiz Pod.
Yes. And if you've got a better name than the Pub Quiz Pod, keep it to yourself because we're stuck with it, I suppose. If you could drop some comments on the YouTube apps and the only the very most recent three Spotify apps, then we'll incorporate those into future bonus episodes. If you could follow us on Patreon, we'd appreciate it very much. It would help us keep making the show. But the more of you that follow us on Patreon, the more money we can spend on trying to maybe get some nice microphones and cameras. And send in your quizzes, and we will be back with some main show stuff very, very soon. But for now, goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Good to see you, Liam. Good to see you, Connor.
Bye, guys.
Bye.